This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will attend several events, including the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Mr. Modi will also take part in major development programs and diplomatic engagements across Rajkot, Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began on Thursday at the coastal town of Veravel in Gir Somnath district. More from our correspondent.
The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv being held at Prabhas Patan is a tribute to India's enduring spirit that refused to break even after many foreign invasions. On the economic front, PM will inaugurate the second Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in Rajkot. The visit will conclude with a high-level diplomatic engagement as the PM will meet German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar. Marking 25 years of India-Germany strategic partnership, both the leaders will discuss on intensifying cooperation in various sectors such as trade, technology and green development, among others. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia today said that the pivotal role of country's youth is essential in shaping the nation's future. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Mandavia said the dialogue encourages young leaders to contribute solutions in areas such as technology, entrepreneurship, governance, sustainability and social development. The minister said dialogue is a process to identify talent and creativity of the youth for building a Vikasit Bharat by 2047.
Vikasit Bharat Young Leader Dialogue ke liye.
For the Vikasit Bharat Young Leader Dialogue, more than 50 lakh young people participated in the organized quiz competition. Out of those, 3 lakh young people who made it to the merit list were asked to write essay on 10 tracks of Viksit Bharat, and they were assessed by learned professors. After this assignment, the 30,000 young people who made it to the merit list were invited to the state level.
The three-day event that commenced yesterday will conclude on the 12th of this month. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi expressed his eagerness to engage with the nation's youth and the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Prime Minister said the country's youth power, driven by remarkable enthusiasm and unparalleled zeal, remains firmly committed to the nation's growth and progress. The Prime Minister will participate in the concluding session of the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 on Monday to commemorate the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda in New Delhi. During the program, the Prime Minister will interact with 3,000 youth from across the country, including international delegates. The budget session of Parliament will commence from the 28th of this month and will continue till the 2nd of April. In a social media post, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, the first phase of the budget session will conclude on 13th February. He said the Parliament will reassemble for the second phase on the 9th of March. Mr. Rijiju said that it is a vital step towards a meaningful debate and people-centric governance. Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan has said Pakistan's hurried military and constitutional restructuring after Operation Sindoor was a tacit admission of its serious shortcomings exposed during the conflict. General Chauhan was speaking at the Pune Public Policy Festival yesterday. Addressing a session on technology and national security, the CDS said Operation Sindoor, launched in May last year after the terror attack in April, forced Pakistan to carry out constitutional amendments. Moving on to sports and cricket, UP Warriors is set to lock horns with Gujarat Giants today at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai in the Women's Premier League. The match is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. Yesterday in the opening match, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated defending champions Mumbai Indians by 3 wickets in Navi Mumbai. The fourth season of Women's Premier League is being played across two venues, the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai and the BCA Stadium in Vadodara. And that is the end of this news bulletin.